We have Brad Keselowski joining us now. So if you have a question for Brad, go ahead and raise your hand and we'll get to you. Brad, just walk us through your run here today at Kansas Speedway from your perspective.
Yeah, it was a decent day. We weren't the strongest car, but we were solid top five most of the race. And, just kind of flirting with that on these mile and a half. So I don't think we're dominant by any means, but we're right there and trying to find a little bit more to punch through to get to victory lane.
Next question is going to come from Cole Cusimano. Go ahead with the question, Cole.
Thank you, Matt. Hey, congrats on a great run today, Brad. Was there anything else you could have done differently on that final restart with those fresher tires?
No, not really. I was buried too much. You know, each restart was just so chaotic. Kevin had the newest tires, and the yells came out and pretty much nullified the advantage that I had and handed it back to the guys behind us. So I was just kind of stuck there.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with your question, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks, Brad. It appears to me, you guys, your team has found a groove now where every week you show up, you got a chance. It, from the outside looking in, it looks that way. Do you feel that from the inside out?
I mean, I've felt that way all along this year. I mean, I feel like we haven't had many bad races, speed-wise, but we've been kind of fringe top five a lot this year and haven't really, showcased the race-winning speed, outside of obviously being able to run well at Talladega. I think maybe Richmond we were close there, but, Vegas we were kind of that, second to fifth place car. And, I think you look at Daytona, we ran pretty well, but kind of still in that second to fifth place car range. And just haven't had that breakthrough of dominant speed. And, if we can put that with, some of the execution on our good weeks, then we'll be in good shape. But this week I thought we executed fairly well and just needed a little bit more speed to be able to bring it home.
How do you look at 10 different winners in the first 11 races?
It's interesting. I would not have predicted that at all. Wish I had an explanation for it. I really don't. Wish it wasn't the case because I'd rather it be just us winning all the time. But it is interesting for the fans and certainly very compelling right now.
Thank you.
No problem.
Our next question is going to come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with the question, Jeff.
Yeah, Brad, just wondering your opinion, if you have one too, on the tire sitting there that caused a caution. It was there for 15 laps. They elect to let the pit cycle through. Then they throw the caution, but then that ends up prompting a lot more cautions that change the outcome of the race. Are you okay with that as a driver, that call there?
Yeah, I don't know really if there's a better solution. If there was a better solution, maybe I wouldn't be, but I don't have one. I can tell you that. So somebody's always going to be upset on them deals, and it's kind of pick and poison.
Thank you.
No problem, Jeff.
Next question will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Brad, do you feel you're on par with where Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch Brad on at these mile and a half, or do you still feel like you guys have a little bit to go?
No, the 5 and 18 have been really strong on the mile and a half consistently. I don't think we're where they are, but, like I said, we're right behind them there at the edge of the top five. I would put probably the 11 in that group as well as being really strong. So, Blaney had that really strong race at Atlanta, and we kind of hoped that would bode well for us on a mile and a half, but I would say we're as a collective just a step behind the Team Penske to those guys on the mile and a half, and probably on the short tracks, we're right there with them.
Thank you.
Our final question will come from Anton Reske. Go ahead with your question, Anton.
Thanks, Matt. Brad, you've led a lot of laps. You've scored a decent amount of stage points. Are you satisfied with how the race went and its outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be grateful, but satisfied is not a good word. Satisfied would be winning. But grateful that, they could have been a lot worse, and grateful for my team and effort they've put in to put us in a position to have a day like today where, like you said, we score a lot of points and, we go home with not a trophy, but another top five with quite a few laps led and quite a few stage points scored.
Thank you. Congrats on the great run.
Thank you.
Brad, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, and good luck next week at Darlington.
Take care, guys.
Take care. Safe travels.